Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise here at the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. This is CA holding the ship down today. Hope you guys are doing well. We're going to bless you with some praise music and some other mixed music as well. Today, of course, is August the 8th, 2021. Feel free to share my Sunday Morning Praise podcast with your friends and everything. That would be just totally awesome. I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, feel free, guys, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page. Yes, we have a Facebook page. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. Also, if you have an Apple phone, I want you to go to Apple Podcasting. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Subscribe for free. And if you Android phone lovers out there, if you search up or if you download Google Podcasts, that's right, Google Podcast, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You will find me there as well. Subscribe for what? Free. That's right. Everything's free. All right, my Bible devotion today is about forgiveness and fellowship. You know, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verse 34, Scripture reminds us, I forgive their integrity and their sin, I remember no more. You know, there is no possible way of true happiness until we have established friendship and fellowship with God. And there is no possibility of establishing this fellowship apart from the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, God says, I will forgive you, but I will forgive you at the foot of the cross. He says, I will fellowship with you, but I will fellowship with you only at the cross. Why is this? Well, simply because only Christ's death on the cross can be forgiven and reconciled to God. That is why we come to the cross, repenting of our sins and trusting Christ alone to save us. Human pride gets in the way, and we don't want to admit we are sinners, and we are too weak to save ourselves. Only when we leave our pride at the cross can our hearts be open to God's redeeming grace. When we come to Christ, God imparts His righteousness to us. It is an accounting entry He has made in the books of heaven, declaring our righteousness for Christ's sake. The divine bookkeeper cancels our debt. That's right. He says, I cancel your debt because you have accepted me as your personal Savior. All right, let's talk about love. Well, not even talk about. Let's play it right now. I got a Toby Mac. Love Broke Through. Good morning, Sunday Morning Praise. Coffee up.
but you love me enough to pursue me.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Sunday morning praise with CA here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. We call it Faith Studio One. That's right. We put all of our faith, all of our hope, and all of our trust in the Lord all the time. And I thank you guys very much for listening. Before I play this next song, it's a real popular song. I play it quite a bit. It's another T-Mac song. I just wanted to share something. Yesterday in my travels, I was out and about, and I noticed the food bank. And you're still seeing those. And the food bank had a very long line. You know, my heart really pours out for people that are still struggling, even during these COVID times. And I tell you, it's tough because there's still a lot of people out of work, and they're still trying to find work, or they're working from home, or maybe they lost their job when they were with their job for a while. Let me tell you something. This song right here, whatever you're going through, whether it's your job, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your marriage, you know what? Toby reminds us, help is on the way.
We were made for
Amen. That's right. We are on our way. Now, that is the Mercy Me new album. Just came out not even a month or 2 months ago. Inhale, Exhale. And it's called We're On Our Way. And it's a great song. I get a lot of requests for that. We wanted to play it this morning on Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning, everybody. Again, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Here to encourage, here to just uplift you on your way to church, or if you're still maybe doing church online or with your family or your friends. I hope you're having a great Sunday morning. I hope you feel refreshed. Today is a new start of the new week, and everything's going to be okay. So let's just give everything to God. You know, speaking of that, you know what? I don't ever want you guys to forget, you are a child. I repeat, you are a child of love. Sunday Morning Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Good morning and coffee up.
I'm
Amen. One of my favorite songs, Chris Tomlin, You Are Amazing God, Indescribable, of course, is the name of the song on that. Well, I have another Bible devotional on read to you guys. It's called A Victorious Christian. Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 26, Scripture reminds us that the Spirit also helps in our weakness. You know, we need to rely consistently, friends, on the Holy Spirit. We need to remember that Christ dwells in us through the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are a dwelling place of the third person of the Trinity. In other words, we got God the Father. He's everything. He's all three, the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Why don't we rely on Him as we should? We don't realize how weak we are. And we also don't realize how strong our enemy is. Now, we may even doubt if God's really going to help us, or we may think that we can do it ourselves. We've all been there, haven't we? Or that we must, but we should ask Him to do it all and take over in our lives. In fact, we should tell Him how weak, helpless, unstable, unreliable that we are, because we all are. It is important that we stand aside and let Him take over our choices and decisions. We know that the Holy Spirit prays for us. If you go to the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 26 on that scripture verse I read to you, and what a comfort that we should be to the weakest of us. A victorious Christian is one who, in spite of worries, inner conflicts, and tensions, is confident that God is in control and will be victorious in the end. So whatever our difficulties, whatever our circumstances, we must remember, as Key Cornbean Tune once said, Jesus is what? The victor. Amen? Amen. Al Denson has a song that was out back in the 90s. We all know this one if you remember well. Be the One. Sunday Morn Praise. Are you going to step up to the plate and be the one to help others out there? We need more out there.
Yeah.
things in your name. I'm so ashamed, I don't have the words to say. We've killed and destroyed, stolen and blamed, all in your name. You told us to give, told us to love, but we chose to take. You laid down your life, put power aside, showed us the way and the truth. We roll in the church, open the word, and forget that we're called to include. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. We say that we're one, but we're broken up by anything that can divide. Our color is skin, the clothes we're in, that valley's deep and wide. We overlook the broken, the homeless, and discard the poor. While we celebrate the rich and the beautiful with a wide open door. I'm sorry we're nothing like you. You chose to bear a cross. We choose to give you parts of us, and rarely the parts that cost. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. Wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up.
Show.
Amen. Well, as I get ready to saddle up and head out at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, the iHeartRadio studio, I wanted to play that late Carmen song, Jesus Paid It All. You know, he did. He paid it all, and a lot of people think that, you know, and let me just share this, if I may, before we close out in prayer on a Sunday. Some people think we're born out of animals. Let me tell you something right now, and I just want to give this opportunity. You're not born out of any kind of animal, okay? You were made from God. God knows your personality. Everybody has a different personality. God put breath into your body. Earth is just temporary. You've got to make a decision, okay? And I just want to do this on closeout. You've got to make a decision whether it's going to be heaven or whether it's going to be hell, okay? When you leave here, you're going to go one way or another. You're going to go up or you're going to go down. I sure wouldn't want to go to hell. Hell is as we studied in the book of Revelations, I encourage you to go back to our podcast. I did Bible teaching on Revelations, and I remember when we were struggling with it a little bit. But I'll tell you what, and I'm talking struggling because Satan was trying every way to disrupt my throat during that time. The book of Revelations reminds us that, you know, lake of fire. You don't want to be there. Don't you want to be in an area where you're with Jesus, your Father God, your Creator, my God, your God, our one and only God? He's got a mansion for you. These homes are nice. They're built. You know, you go all over Texas. You go all over the whole United States. God bless our realtors out there. But it's temporary, guys. You can be the wealthiest person in the whole wide world. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. Bill Gates, who, you know, has already got divorced with his wife, said, you know what? At one point, he was one of the richest men in the world versus the Amazon man, Jeff Bezos. He said, you know, he gives a lot of his money to charity. And he said, you know, someone had asked him, they said, well, how does it feel to, you own Microsoft, you got Microsoft started. And he got started, believe it or not, in his garage, how he got all that started if you study the history on it. It's kind of almost like the Apple man. So they asked Bill, how's it feel to be wealthy and have all this money? He said, you know, I'd rather have nothing. Nothing at all. Be dirt poor than what I am now. In other words, even the wealthy are miserable. Get it right with God. Today is the day, and I'm going to help you right now, those of y'all that want to know about Jesus Christ. I'm going to do a silent, with no music, three-way podcast altar call. I had someone ask me one time, a preacher friend asked me, hey, what is a three-way podcast altar call? Well, we're going to reach the lost. We're going to pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in Christ that are struggling. We haven't done this in a while. And we're going to pray for our prodigals out there. There's a lot of prodigals out there, okay? But like I said, you've got a decision. You know, I was talking about up in heaven, many mansions. You're going to be at their Heavenly Father. You're going to be at the feast of the table with Him. You're going to be worshiping with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, He wants you to enjoy your life on earth. You cannot take your money with you. It's temporary. You enjoy it. If you're wealthy and you're doing great, enjoy it. But if you're, you know, right now, maybe you're just kind of struggling, okay? So if you're struggling, still be happy. Oh, CA, it's easy for you to say. No, we all been there. Even the wealthy's been struggling, okay? They're just not going to tell you. A lot of us are private people. All right, let's go ahead and start off right now. The ones who want to know about Jesus Christ right now, I am going to help you all over my network. Share this, okay? Unusual to be doing it on Sunday morning praise, but God zapped me in the Spirit, Holy Spirit zapped me and said, do this, I am going to do this. So with every head bow and every eye closed, we're going to do it three ways. First one is, you ready? Maybe you want to rededicate your life to Christ. Say this simple prayer with me. Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Lord, I know you sent your son Jesus Christ and he died on the cross for my sins. And you know, on the third day he arose again. He is alive and well and he is sitting on the right hand throne next to you. And I accept Jesus Christ right now into my heart as my personal Savior. Save my soul, O Lord. Jesus, I invite you in my heart right now. Wash away all my sins, for I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's several ways you can do it. You don't even have to do the old Baptist Romans Road way. You know, there's several ways to do it. Just believe and accept the Spirit of the Lord. He's with you guys, and He's real. All right, secondly, I just want a simple prayer for our Christian brothers and sisters in Christ that are struggling. Dear Jesus, a lot of them are struggling financially, brothers and sisters in Christ. A lot of them are going through states of confusion. A lot of them don't know what to do, but they want to turn to You. God, I just pray right now for a gentle touch for them, dear Jesus. I pray You just be with them, guide them, watch over and protect them. You know their situation. Let them give all their troubles to You, for we come to You. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, one more final thought. All you prodigals out there, all you guys that are listening out there, oh, you know, it's a coffee show. Yeah, it is. But it's also Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, fun, entertainment, and we teach on the Word of God strictly. Let me ask you something. Is He knocking at your heart right now? You know, you only get so many chances. He's only going to knock so many times. You got a soul that lives inside of you. You got to make a choice, like I was saying a few minutes ago. You're either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. Which way are you going to go? That's between you and God. I can't make that decision, but I can sure help you. And there's others that can help you. I can get you pastor friends, helps out there that can help you learn about Jesus Christ. Now is the time to get it right, prodigals. Now, right now. See, hey, what are you talking about? You think you know it all? No, I don't know it all. But I'll tell you what, we're never going to know. Billy Graham once said, we're never going to know anything, everything about the whole entire Bible. But if you got faith as small as a mustard seed and you believe and you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you believe and you put all your faith, trust, and hope in Him, because that's what it's all about. Believe. Simple. I don't want to see you go to hell. Let me tell you, there's going to be more people going to hell than heaven. Now's the time to get it right, because He's only going to knock so many times and He's going to stop. Then what are you going to do? Heaven forbid you're in a car and you get in a car accident, or you're in an airplane and it crashes, heaven forbid, or something happened. Are you ready? Are you God ready? Let's pray for you. Dear Jesus, I just pray right now for our prodigals. Oh Lord, I just pray You just touch them and You be with them and You help them. And may somebody help them. Maybe a next door neighbor, a pastor friend, maybe an angel in disguise, one of Your angels from heaven, come down and give them the peace and the comfort they need. May they turn their whole life around, for we ask it in Your precious name. Amen. All right, there we go. It was simple, fast, and easy. Guys, thank you for your patience. Again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. I hope you enjoyed Sunday Morning Praise. If you have any questions, or if you got saved, rededicated your life, email me your name and your state. Your first name and your state's fine. It's morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, okay? All right, we love you guys, and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.